Hi, this is Carol Dooley, and as we continue our series of wonderful conversations in Barbados, I'm joined now by Trevor Thorne from the Barbados Invitational Masters Football Classic, which is a bit of a mouthful, so we'll call it BIM FC. Trevor, a pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you, Carol.
I'll start by saying I know nothing about football anyway, but first of all, what is Masters football?
Right, what is Masters? Now, what Masters is, it's the answer to all those guys that you see in Premier League right now, in the Man U's, the Man City's, the Chelsea's. When they get older, what do you do? Well, you can either be a manager of a team, a coach, a physio, or you can actually continue to play into your older age. So we've created categories of football for players that are 35 and over. They play in a category. Lots of teams, lots of players. 40 and over, another category. 50 and over. And 55 and over, just different catchment areas.
And is this, again, forgive my ignorance, but is this, are these like proper leagues, like, you know, Premier League?
Yep.
Just for older?
Just for older people.
Wow,
that's what it is.
How long has this been going?
This has been going for now 25 years in Barbados, yeah.
Wow.
And now what you get in the UK, because originally I was born in Birmingham, Midlands.
Were you?
Yeah. Played football in England for quite some time till I got about age 20. And then got an opportunity to come and play football and work in Barbados at the same time. So I would have represented the Barbados Senior Men's International Team across the region in both Caribbean Cups and World Cup qualifiers as well.
Wow!
And that then held me in good stead to ask myself, what do you want to do next? Do you want to coach? Do you want to manage? Do you want to be an administrator? And I then said, you know something, rather than just be one of those that gives back as a coach, why not administer an older bracket where the players are now coming off of that top level and they still want to continue to play to remain fit and healthy.
Yeah, yeah.
So those are the 35-year-olds. So those guys who are 35, between 35 and 40, I said, well, normally they're not going to get very much playing time in the Premier League because the younger players are pushing them out. So I created a league which has players who form into teams, and the 35 and overs play against one another.
And are these players, are they all from Barbados, or are they international, or how does that work?
No, this is how it works. We have a domestic season in Barbados where all 35 and over, those between, say, 35 and 40, they go into teams. Teams perhaps that who they would have played before. So we have teams like, let me say, we have a Paradise is a pretty popular Premier League team here.
Right.
So you can create a Paradise Masters team who are 35 and over, a whole squad. And similarly, you can do that for another team by the name of Baylan Masters, or Notre Dame is what they were called in the past. So you get 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 teams, former players of Premier League Barbados,
who are still,
playing.
And I'm assuming they're playing for a cup, to win a championship.
Yes. So so similarly, what you do for domestically, let's say in England, in the Premier League, you do the same thing here. The only thing is the age. The age is what determines where you play.
Right. And how old do you go on for until you say,
right,
okay,
at this point in time, we have categories for 35 and over. So you get players between 35 and 40, they play in their own league there. 35 and 40, that's like 10 teams. Then you get another category between 40 and over. So you can play 35 and over, 40 and over, 50 and over. And this year we created a brand new category for those who are really a bit older, 55 and over. So someone that's 40 years old will not be able to play in the 55 and over category. You have to be 55
and over. But 55, I mean, I know in football terms it's old, but it's still quite young, isn't
it? Yeah, but the nice thing about it is that all your peers, those who are your senior,
they're all on the same level.
So they're moving at the same pace.
Yes.
And therefore the competition is key.
It's fantastic.
But you get in a nice sweat and a nice camaraderie, and you get to see all of your old mates who were playing when you were young. They're now 55 in the category.
Let me ask you this, because you know, football players can earn a lot of money, right? Premier League footballers can earn a lot of money. I mean, do they still get paid when they come into the master football?
No, payment is over. Your career as an international player or professional player is normally over.
Right.
But you still find yourself being relatively competitive. You want to do stuff, and you don't want your weight to stay on.
Of course.
And one way is to go and do Yeah. Regular exercise, that's fine. But footballers tend to have a passion.
They want to still play
playing
football.
The game.
Yeah.
So then you have to. That's what we did. We created the bracket so that you can still play the game, remain fit, and still remain competitive within your own age bracket. That's it. So once we've done that, we then realise that there are teams across the region. Some of the countries don't actually have leagues like we do. So what we do is once a year, we put on an international tournament called BIM FC, Barbados Invitational Masters Football Classic.
And they come from different countries.
Yeah,
they
hop on a plane.
And
it's always the same period of time. It's Whitsun weekend, where they have the Whit Monday.
Right.
Because it gives you 4 days to play the full tournament. So, and you always have a bank holiday on Whit Monday. So even if it doesn't matter where you come from, you're not expected back to work on Whit Monday. You get to work on the Tuesday
So
it allows us enough time to play one match on the Friday, two matches on Saturday, two on Sunday, and by that time the group stage is finished and you know who's at the top. Those at the top go to the semi-finals on the Monday morning, Whit Monday, and if you win your semi-final, you go to the final in the evening.
Right.
And the nice thing about Barbados is now that we used to always play in the daylight, but we realised that the sun is rather hot. So what Barbados has introduced the floodlights in many different, of all 11 parishes basically, there's community centres and so on that have reasonably good pitches. So we, rather than play all the games in the daytime and really get fuzzed out, sometimes you might play one in the day and then you move to a venue that has night lights.
The floodlights at night.
Yeah, so now it's a lot easier on the Masters. As you know, they've been playing for quite some time.
Very proud of yourself for having set this up. I mean, it must be a wonderful thing to watch because... I mean, I've never heard of this before. Mm. So it's.
But if I can give you, I could give you some social media handles that you can go and look at it, because we film the games on YouTube as well.
Do you?
And we have live commentary, because yours truly created a company called Commentator Sports Incorporated, CSI.
CSI Barbados.
Yeah, not CSI with Horatio, who solves crimes.
CSI with Trevor.
With Trevor, that's it. So what we do is we have a batch of commentators, and we set up the YouTube with all the cameras and everything else, and we, just like you have equipment like this, we have equipment that we broadcast live on BIM FC Masters YouTube channel. Right,
so you can actually see Masters on YouTube.
You can go on YouTube, look for that, and you'll see from previous years the type of production that we've done with live commentary.
Right,
and,
fantastic.
And across the world, you don't get many Masters leagues having live commentary.
No.
But we feel it's important enough to be able to identify just regular players plus those who played for Barbados and some of the other islands they'll
and
come to play.
Do you still play yourself?
I don't play these days. I might take what we call a scrimmage, which is a couple of minutes on an evening, showing you a few skills.
Yeah.
But because of constant pounding on the knees and the ankles, I get a lot
of
pain the next day.
You've got to be careful of the knees, don't you?
I get a lot of pain. So what I can do
knees.
Is I'll play friendly matches or charity matches or the scrimmage,
right.
A little 5-on-5, certain evenings, for a couple of minutes until I can feel the pains, and then it ease back off again. But I get my joy from the administration of the game.
You know what I was just going to say to you, I can see that your passion is the administration of it, and I mean, as I said, I knew nothing about it, and every day is a school day, as they say, so delighted to learn. All I think it's a fantastic idea, and congratulations to you for doing all this, Trevor Thorne from BIM FC, the Barbados Invitational Masters Football Classic.
Can I give you the dates to this year's tournament, the 17th to the 20th of May 2024, right here in beautiful Barbados. We already have full bookings with local teams and international teams already booked up, so we know what we're looking at this year as well. Another milestone of growth again. You'll see the figures will come out eventually, but
they'll be on
YouTube channel. They'll also be on our social medias. I have an Instagram account, Trevor Thorne Scores. As you know, it was a striker. And also BIMFC 246 is another of our Instagram handles.
Okay, perfect.
And we're also on Facebook with Barbados Invitational Masters Football Classic as well.
Excellent. Well, once again, congratulations.
Thank
well
you
done.
Much.
Great job. Trevor Thorne, thank you very much for taking the time to chat with
Appreciate
us.
Thank
that.
You.
Thank you.